The text for today's proclamation of the good news is from the Gospel of Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. On the road with Jesus, we find Jesus traveling on the road towards Jerusalem. Jesus on this road does not just wander around. His steps take him toward Jerusalem. They take him to the cross. They take him to the tomb. They take him to the resurrection on the third day. They take him to the place where he brings love into the world. And as I think about this phrase, he set his face towards Jerusalem. An image I have is someone has a sign that points the direction on a trail. But it's a very windy spot. And in the past, that sign was loosely set into place and then would start to spin with the wind so that people would arrive at that moment in the trail. And depending on which way the wind had blown that day, they'd go that way or they'd go that way. But whatever way they went, they were never sure if it was the right direction. But when Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem, it's like taking that sign and setting it in concrete so that anybody that would arrive at that moment of the trail would always know the way to life. When Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem in Luke chapter 9, the next 10 chapters are about him moving from Galilee to Jerusalem. And why is he doing it? To bring life everlasting into this world. But as Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem, this path is one that will come naturally to him, but not so easy to us. It comes naturally to him because he's true God. He knows the steps that God has designed for him because he and the Father are one. It comes naturally to him because in his flesh he is without sin. Yet he knows the struggles of our sin. He knows the very steps he must take to go to that cross where he will carry the weight of our sin. So why are these steps so hard for us? Because often in the winds of time, we will face opposition. We will seek settling of comfort. We will look to the past and not know where to go ahead in the future. And so in today's gospel reading, we'll start to see how Jesus establishes his face towards Jerusalem and his steps moving in a direction that he invites to follow. And as we follow Jesus, the first thing we see that happens is he gets rejected. You see, he sends messengers ahead of him to a Samaritan village to prepare the way. The Samaritans perceive that Jesus is going to Jerusalem. They're smart like that because that's what he's doing. But the Samaritans think nothing good will come out of Jerusalem because they have set apart their own worship apart from there. They don't look ahead to see how the cross will happen. So sons of thunder, James and John, say, Lord, send fire down upon them because they reject you. But Jesus turns and rebukes them and goes on ahead to another village. I love this moment because this is a reminder that you and I, when we share the good news of Jesus in this world, we will face opposition and we may get frustrated. We may want to seek the vengeance of God upon those that turn away from the good news we are seeking. But Jesus trusts in the will of God to bring his good news into this world. I think about this moving on to another village and why he doesn't stay in Samaria. Because Jesus knows ahead what he is going to ask his disciples to do. In Acts chapter 1, it says, you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Why don't we just send fire upon all those who reject the word when we talk to them? Because God's desire is for that word to be heard. It may not be through us. We will face that opposition. But God knows other witnesses will be sent to those yet still. But in that opposition, Jesus turns and moves on to another village. Does not abandon them forever, but trusts that his word will yet still be heard in that land. The next thing that happens as Jesus is on the road is someone approaches Jesus and says, I will follow you wherever you go. Now Jesus wants to make sure this man knows what wherever means. And so he tells him that foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And here Jesus is letting this man know that when you follow me, you will for always be unsettled by this world. I think about my own life as I get to know Jesus more and more. I get uncomfortable with the sin of this world. As I get to know Jesus more and more, I get uncomfortable with that which has become normal in this world. When you follow Jesus, be prepared to always be unsettled, uncomfortable, no longer at home in the works of the flesh in this world. Because when you know Jesus, you know the great good news He's bringing. So there will never be in this world where you will feel entirely at home, because you are seeking a place where you can bring Jesus. And yet in this world, till the last day, there's always a little bit unsettled about that. Next, we have Jesus saying to someone, "Follow me." But the man says, "I will follow you, but let me first go bury my father." This, of the four things I'm going to tell you about today, is the one that I find almost the most confusing, because it seems like such a reasonable request. But the key thing is this man has placed his mission to bury his father above the mission of following Jesus. And so what does Jesus tell this man? He says, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." I want you to recognize that Jesus is not asking this man to avoid the funeral. This request by Jesus to say, "Let the dead bury their own dead, and you go first and proclaim the kingdom of God," is not telling this man, "Go and ignore your family." But in fact, it is to say, "Go there, but with a different purpose." Your lens for why you are going to go there is not to bury, but to proclaim. And in fact, in all of our lives, we don't go to people to bury them. We go to people to share the good news of the kingdom of God, to let them know that the everlasting kingdom of God is arriving in Jesus Christ. Jesus is asking this man to say, "When you follow me, you're no longer going into this world for death. You're going to this world to bring life." Now, it's not so unreasonable, is it? Jesus is asking this man to bring life to his relationships. That is very reasonable when you're following Jesus. The next person that Jesus meets says, "I will follow you, but let me first say farewell to my family." And then Jesus now introduces a farming metaphor and says, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." When you know what is ahead, everything in the past, it takes on a different meaning. Have you had this moment when you have a moment of decision and you've found yourself very unsettled? Maybe your appetite's not very good, or maybe your appetite is everything, or maybe you can't sleep. You just have this, you just keep looking at every option. And nothing seems to fit, and you keep looking back and trying to figure out what worked in the past. How can I do that again? And then there comes this moment when you realize what your path is and where you're going. And no longer does anything in the past have the same meaning. Because you see, when you are on the road with Jesus, you know where the way is. You know where the truth is. You know where the life is. And you no longer look to the past for the answers. Because now you know your answers are with Jesus. "I will follow you, but let me first say farewell," he says. "Let me first say goodbye to that past. Let me hold on to that past a little bit longer. Let me go back there a little bit more." And Jesus is saying, "Go ahead with me. Stay on this road with me. Because we're going to the cross. We're going to the tomb. We're going to the resurrection on the third day. This is what the steps toward Jerusalem do. They bring us into opposition. And we may want to send the fires of heaven upon people, but we will trust in the witness of God in this world. In many and various ways, God will speak to us through His Son, Jesus. We will not find comfort in this world any longer when we follow Jesus. We will always be a little unsettled with what the sins of this world bring. Because we know what the kingdom of God is to bring. Because you see, the purpose for which we follow Jesus is no longer to visit death. We now bring life as we proclaim the kingdom of God. Because whenever you look ahead with Jesus, you see where you're going. This is what it means to be on the road with Jesus when He sets His face toward Jerusalem. Amen.